Jordan Bosman and Kevin from
Hiya, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Oi!
Your voice said it was like, hiya, mate.
How guess you doing? Oh, guess where I've been?
We know where you've been.
I've been to races.
We know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know.
I won big.
Have you seen this, Andrew?
Hang on. You won big? What does that mean?
Well, he does 25p bets,
yeah,
doesn't he?
So
no,
what?
No, you...
Winning big is what? Going to be at least
£1.75?
No, this... You know your racing etiquette when you go? It really gets on my nerves. Because you can't just bet 25p when you actually go to the races.
Oh, right. Well, they won't let you.
No.
Really?
There's a minimum bet of £5.
It's really?
Yeah.
That's a bit naughty, really.
I know.
Don't you think? So you had to bet £5?
Well, you had to bet above £5.
Yeah. So go on. What did you bet and what was the outcome?
Well, I just bet different amounts every time.
But let's get to the bottom line, George. Come on. How much?
Well, on the last race, I went a bit silly. And yeah. I will not disclose the amount that I spent on the last race.
Why not? Is your mum listening?
She may be. She started listening to these podcasts.
Your mum's going to batter you. Come on, how much did you bet?
Well, overall, we bet bigger than we normally would in the bookies.
How much?
How much?
Look, in the bookies, it's 25p, so it's got to be a minimum of 5.
Yeah.
So. You've gone in at £25, haven't you?
Something like that.
Did you win?
Yeah.
How much did you win?
Over £200.
Did you?
Yeah.
But did you make profit, though?
Yeah, that's what... Yeah. I went with £50. Just thought, yeah, I'll go with £50.
Right.
And I come back with over £250.
All right, okay. That's pretty good going.
Yeah.
That's like a day's work, that.
I thought you were going to say you'd come back with no shirt or pants. Just nothing. You had to give everything away.
Yeah.
Oh, well done you, mate.
Aye.
So, any particular horse that stood out for you?
No. But I tell you what I did, D. I saw some lovely fillies. They were just... Lovely.
Lovely what, sorry?
Fillies.
Are we talking about women now?
No. Well, fillies
like,
are the type of...
fillies?
No.
No women? Horses?
Fillies is a type of horse.
Oh, is it?
But I suppose you can call the women that were at the races.
Try that in Staley Bridge, mate. Let's see what happens.
Eh?
What? I do.
No, it doesn't surprise me.
Have you ever been to Staley Bridge, Andrew? I know that's a bit of a tangent, but...
yes, probably. I don't really remember.
Well, no.
Back in the day, it was Staley Vegas, wasn't it?
And yeah.
It's a little bit different now, but, I mean, still a good place to go.
That's where I met you, isn't it?
Yeah, you did, yeah. So, Andrew, when you do go out of interest, well, where do you frequent? Anywhere exotic?
I never leave the house or the studio.
No?
No.
All right.
No, I never go out.
I've been out with you.
It's too expensive.
Have you? Have you been out with Postman?
We've been to a bar called Via.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Christmas. Was that a Christmas party?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, you've had a Christmas party, have you?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't think to mention it to me.
Yeah, but I don't think Andrew knew.
This was the radio station, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, back when it was good and you used to run it.
Right. Who used to run it?
Andrew.
Oh, were you actually the boss man down there then?
Yeah.
Where do you think he got his name from?
I thought it was just a nickname.
No.
All right.
That's what I've called him since I've known him.
So back to the fillies you were telling us about. So what were you saying about the filly? You were saying about fillies before and I interrupted you.
Yeah, a filly is a type of horse.
Yes.
But it could have been also used to... describe the look of the girls what were also at the race.
Right.
We're getting in very, very, very dangerous territory.
Yeah, well, let's digress, shall we? Did you wear a top hat?
No, I wanted to wear a flat cap.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to wear flat caps at the races? Because they have a set sort of etiquette, don't they?
I bought one. I bought about five, one for every person that went to the races.
Oh, right.
No bugger else would wear them, so I ended up not wearing mine.
So you could say you wore five hats then, and you're extremely tall. Yeah, I thought you all dress up, like coat and tails, but you put a suit on, did you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I always like dressing up for the races because I like looking nice when I go to the races.
Yeah. I saw on your socials, you were talking about going on behalf of your Uncle Mark, obviously, recently passed. Yeah. And you saw some signs, or you bet on a horse that had his name or something. Did I not see that?
I didn't bet on the horse what had his name.
Right.
It was a friend of ours that bet on the horse.
But you didn't spot that horse yourself?
No, I was fuming.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Because it won.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, did you get that, Andrew? It was a horse, something to do with your Uncle Matt, wasn't it? Or a similar thing?
Yeah.
Can you remember what the name was for it?
What was it called now? One for Mark, it was called.
Is that what it was called?
Something like
that. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you were gutted, definitely not betting on that one.
I know.
Oh.
No, it wasn't. It was called Mark's Choice.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
And it was at the same race meet as well?
No.
Oh, but right.
What I didn't realise is, because I asked my dad in the middle of the day, because there was, it started showing choices for the horses what weren't even at our meeting, and I turned around to my dad and said, Dad, why is it showing horses for Catrick when we're at ADOC? He says, because that's what the bookies want you to do. They want you to bet on anything, so they give you choice.
So talking of betting, have you two seen my links I've been sending you from German channels, late night channels? Oh,
yes. No. Now that's worth a bet. Go on, explain.
So, just for anybody at home, you're wondering, on the late night in Germany, for some strange reason, they've got some really random programmes. And one of the ones I was watching the other night, it was shopping trolleys, Jordan. Mm-hmm. Right, and you've got a big massive room and what I can only describe as a little holding area for your shopping trolley, like you do at Get Hards to or wherever.
Yeah.
And then on the count in, and the clock goes on, the bell counts down, they do like three little pushes then let go, and they've got to try and get the trolley into the trolley parking spot.
Yeah.
And that's on at 2 o'clock in the morning in Germany. It's amazing.
Riveting.
No, well, it's honestly more riveting than horse racing, mate.
Would you watch that, Andrew?
Hey, what?
Would you watch that trolley?
Of course I would.
I've had some messages about last week, by the way.
Just made me laugh.
I've had some messages about Jaffa Gate.
Right.
Well, the thing is, we didn't explain. I was told we didn't actually explain what was going on with the Jaffa Cakes. And maybe we should just remind everybody of the fact that one was the McVitie's and the other one was a non-brand.
Yeah.
But we never mentioned that. We just went on the air, started eating Jaffa Cakes.
Who gave you this information?
It was Angry of G-Cross. It was an email.
Did you not chat GPT it, Kevin?
No. As I thought, have you not done that for a while? You've known me all over chat GPT.
No, I've not done that for a while.
I noticed the other day, IKEA, boys, you might find this interesting, AI and all that, IKEA have now got virtual shops online, and you can get a job with them and be a virtual assistant.
Oh.
So sit at home and just, can you imagine that? Not actually having to go to work.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, so virtual shop assistants they're advertising for, and the job's available. We could do that.
Yeah, I might give that a go.
Shall see how much it is.
Yeah.
What do we need to talk about? Anything else exciting?
I've got something to talk about.
Oh!
So, following on from last week's episode, that was the football one, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That got quite a bit of interest.
Jordan's nobbly needs images.
I think it might have been. It might be that, or it might be something else. Who knows? But following that episode, like I say, there's been quite a bit of interest.
Right.
Do you want to know how much?
Yes.
Okay, so I've looked at the audience numbers for you, Jordan, for the last few months.
Yeah.
So, sort of like month by month, we'll look at. So, if you were looking at July to September, so that 3 month period,
right?
Over that period, you saw a growth of about 13%.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good, steady growth.
Yeah.
And then if we look at another period of time, so if we go August to September, another 12% increase in that month.
Right.
Then if we look at the dates September the 1st to September the 30th,
yeah,
you had an increase of 142%.
Wow.
Wow.
And then if you look at the last 7 days only, so since your football episode, your audience has grown by 579%.
Wow. That's amazing.
Isn't it?
That's your knobbly knees, mate.
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
So, you know when we tell you to do social media?
Yeah.
That's why.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Have we got any stats on locations yet? We can have a look at you. Are we due that? That's always fun.
I can probably break that down at some point. Maybe in the next episode. I'll do that for you.
That'd be cool to hear. Yeah. Awesome. Well done, George. You're going to be big in Norway.
I'm doing something right. But there'll be no nil pois for me.
Nil pois.
Which country was that, Andrew?
Which what?
You know, when you're watching the Eurovision Song Contest and they go, nil pois.
Well, that's French, isn't it?
Is that French?
Yes, yeah. But I think they say nil pois from them all. Everything, anything to do with Eurovision, it's nil pois, isn't it?
Right.
It's just a saying, isn't it?
Do we know who our entry is yet?
Oh, for this year?
Yeah.
Oh, no idea.
No, it's way too soon.
Is it?
What month are we in? End of September. It's in May.
You've got your tree up. What are you on about?
Yeah, but you know me. I like that.
If there's anybody that's premature, it's you at Christmas.
Well, yeah.
Jesus.
I'm only following what's in the shops.
Serial killer. Told you.
I know. Should we move on?
Yep, you call it.
Let's do flying fact.
Go for it.
Are you going first, Kevin?
If you like.
Hang on, give me the rules again.
Okay, go on, George, you explain.
Three facts for each of us, and two are true, one's a lie.
And we have to work out, or the
which
opponent.
Is which.
That's it, simple as that, isn't
all
it?
Right, off we go.
Here we go, okay. Three facts for you, gentlemen. Fact number one. I once dressed up as Batman and went cave shopping in the local estate agents. Fact number two, my corner shop calls me Keith. Fact number three, I once contacted Val Dunican in a seance. Discuss, boys.
Oh, you've put some effort into these this week, haven't you? Cave shopping. Where were you doing that?
It was around Staley Bridge in Ashton, actually. I went in a few, estate agents dressed as Batman and just told them that I was looking for a lair and to see if they had, something that was suitable. A lair. Like a cave.
Right.
The kind of place that Batman would live.
Right.
Okay.
It's very straightforward.
What's the story around the corner shop then?
Yeah.
Why Keith?
Corner shop. Well, just a local guy asked me what my name was, and I said Kevin, and he started calling me Keith. And then we got to a stage where I got fed up and corrected him, and so now I'm known as Keith in the corner shop.
I think that's true because I think he might have been a foreigner.
Right, okay.
You know, just a language barrier or something
like that. Yeah, possibly. I hear you. So what are we going for, gents? What have you got?
I think the fact that you went around dressed as Batman looking for a thing is not true.
Right, okay. You don't think that's the kind of thing I'd do?
Well, I do, but I just think it's too ridiculous.
No, I think you would do it. There must be another reason why you did it.
Well,
I'm going to say the Val Dunican seance is the lie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And the only reason I'm saying that is because you walked into the studio saying that you thought this place looked like a seance.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Oh, I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, Valdunican's a lie.
No, the lie is my corner shop calling me Keith.
Oh.
I did actually contact Val. Well, I say we contacted Valdunican. We thought we contacted Valdunican in a seance. And then we realised he wasn't actually dead at that time.
Right, yeah. 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 Sounds about right.
While we're on the subject of Valdunican,
yes,
this could be considered as a tangent, Andrew. So you can...
I was going to say, this is the tangent episode, isn't it? Because we've had so many.
There's always a tangent. Go on.
What do you two think of his songs? Have you heard any?
Oh, I can't remember any. I just remember my mum used to play them when I was a kid.
Yeah, they're dead good, aren't they?
I can't remember any songs. Can you?
No.
Delaney's Donkey. Oh.
Is that a Valdunican song?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Hey, I don't waste my evenings.
You do, mate. You bloody well do.
Obviously.
Delaney's Donkey.
Yeah. Trust me, YouTube tonight, Kevin. Delaney's Donkey, Valdunican.
I'm doing it now. Come on, give us your three facts and a lie. Two facts, one lie. Go.
Right, I'll have to do the old, it's coming out.
Oh, go on then.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Need some lift music now, Andrew.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm Googling Delaney Donkey, by the way.
Hey, Siri, open notes. Oh, no. Hey, Siri, open Grammarly.
I'm reading the lyric for Delaney's Donkey, Andrew.
Mm.
Now, Delaney had a donkey that everyone admired.
Some grammar.
Yeah. Temporary lazy and permanently tired. Oh, it's going to be a banger, this, isn't it? A leg at every corner balancing his head and a tail to let you know which end he wanted to be fed. What do you mean, which end he wanted to be fed? That's the lyric.
Don't know.
For Delaney's Donkey. Come on, George. We're still waiting.
I know. I can't find it.
Andrew.
Yeah?
You know when you're in like a Premier Inn or somewhere?
Yeah.
And you put the toast on?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And when you put the toast on, you can go and get yourself a brew, you can go to the loo, you can go watch Pretty Breakfast TV, and then eventually come back and it comes out. That's Jordan. Come on, George. Really?
No, I'm nearly there now. Oh. Kevin. Kevin.
What?
Help.
What do you want me to do?
Just find my Grammarly, because I can't find it.
Oh, my God!
I know.
I'll just see you, John. I hope you feel better than this, Andrew.
No, this is going out as it is.
Right, I'm ready.
We got it.
Yeah. Come on, then. It better be good.
My dad had a racehorse once. Once, when it was running in a race, he told the whole of our hometown to bet on it. And it lost.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. I have a nephew who is one of the youngest superbike competitive riders in the UK. Mm-hmm. Though he competes with the adults due to his capabilities when it comes to riding superbikes.
Right.
And my granddad once owned pigeons, and we were contacted by Granada because they wanted to write in the script in Coronation Street that Jack Duckworth had pigeons, and my granddad knew someone at Granada, so they wanted to base the storyline on my granddad.
Right.
Mmm.
Mmm.
You've both been putting some extra effort into these this week, haven't you?
There was a lot of detail in all of that, wasn't there?
Tell me about your dad's horse. What was it called?
Comet Whirlpool.
You jumped on that really quick.
And where was this race happening?
Well, it's happened at a various race courses. They've been to Ripon, they've been to Beverley. They basically went all over with it.
That one's true. That one's true.
Okay. How old's your nephew?
Is it Archie?
No. My nephew is 19, and he's been doing this these super bikes for like a number of years now. He loves it.
What's your nephew called?
Alex.
Okay.
Okay.
Jack Duckworth, penguins. Penguins, not penguins.
Pigeons.
Pigeons. What?
I don't know where I got penguins from.
Pigeons. Pigeons. I think this might be the lie.
Yeah. Which one are you going for?
I'm going to say the pigeons and Granada TV and Coronation Street is the lie.
That's what we're going for, George.
You'd be correct.
Yay!
I don't know why I'm cheering. I wrote them down. Should we do joke of the week?
If you want.
Aye, then do it. Here's another
joke of the week. Oh, it's my bit, isn't it?
Yes. Are you still trying to work out which button to press?
No, I've got other buttons to press. Right, last week was episode 75. We're on episode 76.
Yeah.
Jordan clawed a point back last time to 20. Kevin still running away with it at 26 points.
I was ashamed of my performance last week. I'm so disappointed in myself. Jordan's just... got his face in his phone in a moment.
Again?
Yes.
I'm ready now.
Get a bigger phone, will you? Go on then, John.
Me and the missus have just split up.
Yeah. Oh.
And she got the inside of the house, I got the outside.
Is that it?
Yeah.
There's just nothing coming from Andrew over there. Are you ready for mine?
Yeah, go on.
It's actually, I've got a new girlfriend, by the way, and I thought she might be the one. But I started looking through her underwear drawer, and I found a nurse's outfit, a French maid's outfit, and a policewoman's uniform. And I decided, George, I thought, if she can't hold down the job, she's certainly not the girl for me.
Oh, 27 points to Kevin. Jordan, you're still on 20.
Hey!
Shall we go?
Are we off?
Yeah.
Say goodnight, Jordan.
Goodnight, Jordan.